If you look at the big picture, if you're listening to this, that means you're alive. And if you're alive, then your life is going very, very well. Something that we don't really think about, is it? You know, it's like we usually think about the contents or the story or the narrative that we're living in. And really, it's the concept, like what we're imagining will happen. We are hoping and eventually kind of becoming expectant that what we are imagining could or should happen is going to happen. And then whenever that inevitably doesn't, or things change that story in our mind, we then can react to that and feel frustrated and feel like our life isn't going the way that we want, or that something is quote unquote wrong. But really, if we look at the big picture, that's just a story. And if we are alive at all, then our life is going well. Our life is going well because we are alive. Thinking about that from a different perspective, like that's something that I find very valuable and really trying to focus on. You know, you can never be 100%, of course. You know, it's always just doing your best in the moment to remember, you know, like whenever you have a challenging moment, whenever something doesn't go your way, whenever you get angry or frustrated, just like the as often as you can, just noticing that that's happening and then trying to create some space around that moment so that you don't react and you don't get consumed by that story. And it can be difficult, you know, really difficult, especially whenever you're feeling angry or you're feeling sad or disappointed or something like that, you know. But this friend of mine, Chris, he had this beautiful sentiment that he shared. And that was actually on his Instagram that he shared this, but we talked about it a little bit. And he had this quote that he put out there that was, "How you love is who you are." And I just really loved that quote. And it made me think, you know, it really encapsulates a lot of what I talk about and a lot of the work in general. And you can look at your own actions and just kind of use that as you go through life. You know, if you have a partner, if you have a, you know, your family member, if you have a pet, you know, whatever it is, the way that you show up in those moments, kind of big and small, it really is that at the end of the day, that's who you are. That's who you're being anyway. Because we get in this story, we have this kind of idea that like an idealized version of ourselves. We almost romanticize the idea of ourselves. And we think, hey, you know, I'm a nice guy. I'm a compassionate guy. I'm a kind guy. I'm a patient guy, and I'm just using guy here because I'm referring to myself. And, you know, that can be true, but also there are moments where we are, like, more irritable, where we might be short with someone or, like, express frustration at someone or, you know, think or express some, like, negative thoughts about someone. Or even on a more subtle note, you know, like I was talking about earlier with your partner or your family member or something like that. Just kind of taking them for granted. You know, it's easy to get into those patterns and those habits of just trying to get through the day because life is just, it takes a lot of work, you know. Life is tough, you know, life is tough. It's always a grind and there's always too much things to deal with. You know, you can kind of never get everything off your plate. And recognizing that is liberating because then you can just let it break. You know, you can just kind of do what you can and know that it's not ever going to get all done. And you just focus on what's important and let go of the other stuff because it just isn't worth it because you can't manage it, you know. But, you know, when we get caught up in the kind of the hustle and bustle of just being a person, it's easy to take those important relationships, you know, the people in our lives that we do love, it's easy to take them for granted, you know. It's easy to, because we're comfortable with them, because we do love them, because they are so familiar, we get kind of numb to just how important and beautiful and rare that those relationships are, you know. It's really just like the most ironic, just, it's sort of the dumbest thing. It's kind of, this is one of the dumbest aspects of human behavior, is how we normalize everything automatically. And that's, of course, why people who are, you know, become wealthy, they don't feel like satiated. They don't feel like they can just rest and stop playing the game, playing that part of the human game, the getting money part of it. You know, I know people that have, whatever, they make 8 figures and are the most stressed out people, and like the quote, this the busiest in quotes people that are always going. And you know, partially that's why they do that well financially, is because that's kind of in their personalities. But also it's like they don't see the big picture, where it's like it doesn't seem like they're doing well enough, because they're just in that zone of like the hedonic treadmill of like, oh well, I have $20 million, but this person has 50, so when I get to 50, then I'll stop, you know. And I see that in myself in some places too, like especially on something like growing my social media following. Whenever I decided I was going to start putting energy into it, I was like, well, I'll just do it until I have like 100,000 followers. And whenever I got 100,000, I was like, oh, this is disgusting. This is nothing. You know, let's keep going. I'll get to 200,000 and I'll stop. And then when I got to 200,000, I was like, yeah, that doesn't seem like very much. Let's get to 300,000. And whenever I got there, I was like, that doesn't seem like that much, because I know people with millions and, you know, with 7 million, 10 million. And I'm like, all right, well, let's get to 500,000. And then, you know, I'll be, but now I'm just realistic with myself. I'm like, I mean, I know I'm going to want to keep going until I reach 1,000,000. And I know that probably whenever I get to there, I'll go, oh, that's not, you know, that's not enough. But I do try and like, when I recognize that, I stopped worrying about it. You know, I still put in the work because I enjoy it and it's fun. And I like putting stuff out there and I like connecting with people. But I don't define myself by those numbers. I don't lose sleep at night because, you know, engagement's down or something like that. It's just fun, you know. And I think that's the way to, you know, approach those things, is if you do enjoy them, you know, sure, you get used to them and don't feel like enough, but just remembering not to identify yourself with those metrics. Like, it's not who you are. It's just some abstract, just really silly, kind of meaningless aspect of being. Again, if you zoom out a few clicks, it's like we're a hairless ape floating in the middle of infinity for a split second in the course of time. Like, your followers, or if you have 1 million or 10 million or $100 million, like, none of that stuff matters. You know, it's really about, going back to the original point here, it's about those small moments that you can share with people that you care about. That's really where it's at. That's what life is. And, you know, we normalize those things, as I was saying, we're used to them, you know, because, especially with family, because they've been around our entire lives. And then with, you know, people that we love in our lives, we pay them less attention than we pay other people that we don't care about as much, because we're used to the people that we care about. And we just kind of get familiar. And then also another byproduct of familiarity is that then you stop seeing, you know, because humans kind of like, there's this great concept, this is as a side note, this is a great concept called, there's a postmortem, you know, whenever you analyze something after it's happened to understand. Like, this is, let's say, like in business or something, you put out a product and you do a postmortem. You're like, okay, why wasn't this successful? Well, some people use a pre-mortem, which is like before they launch a product, they'll go, let's pretend that this failed and come up with the reasons why this wasn't successful, and let's address them before we actually release this product. So humans are like in perpetual like pre-mortem mode in their relationships. They're always like looking at like why things are failing, like what's annoying, what isn't working. And rarely are they looking at what is working and what's great about it, you know? And so We get used to those things. And so just, I think, remembering those small moments, remembering that, the quote I mentioned at the beginning, how you love is who you are. Remembering that, like, these small moments we have with our family, with our partners, with the animals. I know I have mentioned pets and a lot because I have a dog, as I'm sure I've mentioned many times. And they're very important. Animals and pets are always part of the family in my eyes. But, we just kind of can forget, and just remembering that those moments are really what matters. Remembering to make the space to really listen deeply, to do nice things, to be thoughtful, to just enjoy the moments of, like, being with people who we care about, just soaking them in, instead of being caught in this whirlwind of, like, thinking about what's next or thinking about what could be better, and just really appreciating those times while I have them is really beautiful, and it makes you, when you focus on those more and point your attention and your energy towards making those moments meaningful more, then of course that ripples out into the rest of your life, because you feel anchored in those moments. You feel you're refueled by those moments. You feel closer to, a type of heart energy in those moments. And whenever you do that consistently, then that's what you take with you more to the other areas of your life. And so the rest of your life begins to feel that way more. So, all right. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. It was just for you. I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your day. And until next time, my friends, much love.